Welcome to this edit carve session for 90s inspired darkness in Ableton Live 12, built for jungle and old school D&B vibes. In this lesson, we're not just making a loop and calling it done, we're taking a breakbeat apart, reshaping it, and turning it into something that feels sampled, human, unstable and heavy in the right way. Think dark warehouse energy, gritty snares, little ghost notes, and enough space for the bass to punch through without the drums getting in the way. The big idea here is simple. In old school jungle and darker D&B, the break is not wallpaper. It's a performance. It answers the bass, it creates tension, and it helps drive the whole tune forward. So we're going to carve the break, not just chop it. Start by choosing a break with character. Amen is always a strong choice, but think, hot pants, or any dusty loop with a solid snare and natural room tone can work really well too. Import it into Ableton Live 12 on an audio track, and set your tempo somewhere around 160 to 175 BPM depending on whether you want more jungle swing or more modern D&B pressure. Now, resist the urge to overwarp everything. If the break already sits fairly well, keep the warping minimal. In a lot of 90s-inspired material, a tiny bit of drift is part of the magic. That slight looseness makes the loop feel like it came all final, not like it was assembled by a machine. A good workflow here is to keep one copy of the original break untouched, and duplicate it for your edits. That way you always have a clean reference, and you can compare your carved version against the source as you go. Now let's get into the actual carving. You can slice the break into MIDI with Sliced a New MIDI Track, and that's great if you want pad-based triggering. But for this lesson, manual cutting is often better, because we want to shape the feel of the audio itself. We're not just triggering slices, we're editing the personality of the break. Listen through and identify the important parts. Main kicks, main snares, ghost notes, hat tails, little fill fragments, and any roomy or noisy bits that add texture. Cut on transients, but don't cut too tight unless you need to. A snare with a nice tail should breathe a little. A muddy kick can be trimmed more tightly. The goal is to keep the slice natural enough that it still feels like a break, not a grid of disconnected hits. A useful rule is to gather a small edit palette, 2 to 4 kick slices, 2 to 4 snare slices, a handful of ghost or texture slices, and 1 or 2 tiny fill pieces. That's enough to build variation without making the groove feel random. Next, build the core groove. In jungle and dark D&B, the snare is usually the anchor. It's the thing that gives the break identity. So start with a strong backbeat feel, whether that means classic 2 and 4 placements or a more broken jungle phrasing if the sample naturally wants that. Keep the kick pattern sparse enough to leave room for the sub. That's really important. If the bass line is the hook, the drums need to leave air for it to speak. A lot of newer producers overfill the stage. They keep adding hits when what the groove actually needs is a pocket. Think in terms of impact zones, not full bars. Where does the bass phrase land? Where does it need space? Sometimes the strongest edit is not an extra hit, but the removal of a hit right before a bass note. Ghost notes are where the groove starts to feel alive. Put in 1 or 2 subtle notes before or after the snare to create movement. Don't make them too loud. They should feel like a whisper, not a second backbeat. In this style, ghost hits are the difference between a loop and a phrase. Once the basic rhythm is working, start carving around the bass lane. Remove low-end clutter from the break if needed. If your bass hits on beat 1, maybe the kick there needs to be reduced or removed. If the bass is syncopated, shape the break to leave that contour open. Use short gaps, tiny reverse fragments, and little cross-faded edits to keep the transition smooth but still rough around the edges. That roughness is part of the vibe. Old-school darkness does not need to sound polished to sound good. In fact, a bit of instability is often what gives it attitude. Use EQ 8 on the break if you need to clean up the low end. A gentle high pass somewhere around 80 to 140 Hz can help, depending on the source. The exact point is less important than the intention. The break should support the bass, not compete with it. It's also worth checking the drum track in mono, or at least thinking about stereo discipline. Keep the main break focused and let the sub own the deep stereo center. If the drums get too wide and too low, the whole mix can start to feel blurry fast. Now it's time to give the break some attitude. On the break group, add drum bus. Use drive moderately, maybe around 5 to 15%, and keep crunch subtle unless you want extra bite. Transients can be pushed slightly if the break needs more snap. Be careful with boom. For this style, you usually want the weight to come from the bass system, not from overhype drum low end. After that, try saturator. A little analog-style drive can really help the snare come forward and glue the slice transitions together. You do not need much, often just a few dB of drive, with soft clipping on if the peaks get too wild, is enough to make the break feel more finished and aggressive. If the break is still too unruly, use a glue compressor lightly. You're not trying to crush the life out of it. You're just trying to hold the groove together. A little gain reduction goes a long way here. The drums should hit hard, but still feel like a sampled performance. Now comes one of the most important parts of the whole lesson, the little details. Add ghost notes, micro fills, and turnaround moments every few bars. This is where the old school language really starts to show up. A tiny pickup into the next phrase, a chopped snare roll, a reversed hat fragment, or a late kick before the downbeat can all make the groove feel like it's constantly speaking. And here's a teacher tip. Treat snare variation like punctuation. You do not need the snare to change all the time. But when it does change, it should mean something. It should signal a lift, a drop, a reset, or a warning. That's one of the secrets of classic jungle phrasing. The drums are not just keeping time. They're telling the listener that something is about to happen. If you've moved your slices into MIDI, this becomes really powerful. Duplicate the clip and make variations instead of building every phrase from zero. Change one ghost note, mute a kick every other bar, swap in a different tail, or move a small hat fragment slightly earlier or later. Those little moves create a sense of performance. You can even build answer bars. Let the first two bars establish the groove, then have the next two bars answer with a missing kick or a snare pickup. Repeat that logic across the section and the drums start to feel conversational. That works really well in dark DNB because the arrangement needs motion, not just repetition. Now let's add tension with automation. You can automate an auto filter to darken or open the break over time. You can send a single snare hit to reverb or echo before a transition. You can even automate drum bus drive slightly higher in the second half of a drop to make the energy creep upward. Keep it subtle. The best automation in this style is often felt more than heard. A cutoff moving from around 300 Hz down toward 120 Hz can make a phrase feel darker. A tiny echo tail on one snare can make a turnaround feel haunted. A touch of reverb on the last hit before a drop can create just enough space to make the next section hit harder. Then group everything together and check the whole drum relationship against the bass. This is where the tune either starts to lock or starts to get messy. If the kick is stepping on the sub, carve it back. If the snare feels too thin, you can add body carefully. If the hats are harsh, tame them a little. Always remember that in dark jungle and old school DNB, the drums provide motion and attitude, while the bass provides pressure and emotional weight. A really useful mindset here is contrast. If one phrase is dense, let the next one breathe. If one bar is full of edits, make the next one leaner. Sometimes the move that makes the groove feel bigger is not adding more energy, but removing just enough so the next hit lands harder. Another great old-school trick is the negative fill. Instead of adding a flashy fill, remove a few hits before the phrase change. That little vacuum can make the next downbeat feel massive. It's a classic reload feeling. Very effective, very simple, and very jungle. If you want to go further, build a three-layer break system. One layer is your main edited break. Another is a quiet top loop for hats and air. The third is an occasional texture layer, maybe a chopped room tone fragment or a dirt channel underneath. This gives the drums depth without losing the identity of an original break. And if you want extra weight, try printing the processed break to audio and recutting it. Resampling forces commitment, and that often gives you a more sample-authentic result. It also helps you hear the groove as a finished musical object, not just a chain of plugins. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't over-edit every single bar. If everything is busy, nothing stands out. Leave one phrase simple so the listener has somewhere to land. Second, don't make the break too quantized. A little swing and looseness are part of the style, especially on ghost notes and transitions. Third, don't let low end build up in the drums. High pass when needed and protect the sub lane. Fourth, don't overdo saturation. Push until the break gains attitude, then pull back before the snare loses its crack. And fifth, don't fill every gap. Silence and space are powerful in jungle. A short pause can hit harder than another fill. If you want a quick practice challenge, try this. Build an 8-bar dark break groove from one sample. Cut it into at least 10 usable fragments, add drum bus and saturator, carve one clear pocket for a bass note on beat 1. Automate one effect only, then resample the result and listen back in mono. If it feels like a playable phrase instead of just a loop, you're on the right track. So the core lesson here is this: edit the break like a performance, not a wallpaper loop. In 90s inspired dark jungle and old school DNB, the magic comes from carved spaces, snare-led phrasing, ghost notes, controlled grit, and a groove that leaves room for the bass to speak. Keep it human. Keep it dangerous. Keep it moving. And when the bass comes back in, your drums should feel like they're already halfway through a story.